It was a night so dusky, the street lamps looked like fallen stars. A night seized by a fierce frost, which crept up the spires of Prague until they glimmered like diamond stalagmites, then inched across the Vltava River until its entire surface was as smooth as marble. It was a night that would bear a new small life, and, alas, a smidge of death. The Vashkov residence stood, tall, wide and regal, on the southwestern corner of big old town square, looming smugly over the ancient, brightly painted zodiacs of the astronomical clock just across the street. Despite the late hour, all 12 of its ornate windows were aglow, revealing a well-to-do household abuzz with nervous activity.
For a long time, I wanted to keep a diary. I tried throughout adolescence, but always gave it up. I dreamed of being very frank, like Joe Orton, whose diaries I admired. I found them in a library when I was about 14. I read them half as literary interest and half as pornography, thrilled to follow Joe around the many corners of the city which I had only walked, but he had managed to have illicit sex. I thought, if you're going to write a diary, it should be like this. It should be utterly free, honest. But I found I couldn't write about sexual desires. Too shy, too dishonest. Nor could I describe any sexual activity. I wasn't getting any. And so the diary devolved into a banal account of fake crushes and imagined romance, and I was soon disgusted with it and put it aside. A bit later, I tried again, this time concentrating only on school, like a Judy Blume character, detailing playground incidents and friendship drama. But I was never able to block from my mind a possible audience. And this ruined it for me. It felt like homework.